The Trial by Franz Kafka. Dramatized for radio by Hanif Qureshi, with Mike Gwilym as Joseph K. The Trial.
Anna! Anna! Anna, can I have my breakfast, please?
He's sitting up and shouting. He's hungry, I expect. I always see him having his breakfast, don't I?
Oh, where is Anna? This has never happened before. It's gone 8. I'll be late for work. There's 2 hags in the house opposite. They're being very nosy today, even for them.
What are you staring at? Go away! Anna! Anna, it's gone 8!
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Did you ring?
Yes, of course I rang. I rang for Anna. I want my breakfast.
Villon! Villon, do you know what he says?
These people. I've never seen this man before. What's he doing in my bedroom?
Say, Franz?
What's that uniform he's wearing?
He wants Anna
or pleats and pockets and buckles.
He wants her to bring him his breakfast.
Yes, yes.
They've obviously made a mistake. Better clear it up straight away. Unless someone's been telling lies about me.
Your breakfast. It can't be done, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, that is news. Who is that in the next room, anyway?
Where's the landlady, Frau Gruber? How can she explain this intrusion?
What are you doing? Wait a minute. I think you'd better stay here.
I won't stay here. And I won't take this from you until you tell me who you are.
Well, I mean well.
You mean well, do you? Well, we'll see about that.
You've got to stay in your room. Didn't Franz tell you that?
He did tell me that. Yes, he did. Now, let's clear this up, shall we? You tell me who you are and what you're doing here.
They've moved around to another room, those old women, to watch me in here. They're staring.
Go away!
Oh, I'm beginning to feel dizzy.
I'd better get Frau Grubach to explain who I am.
I'll get out of this room, at least.
Just wait 1 minute and I'll get her.
No, keep still.
What did you say?
You can't go out. You've been arrested.
Yes, you've made that clear.
Well, then keep still, like I said.
It's a misunderstanding, of course. Why have you arrested me?
I'd better sit down. I need to sit down.
We aren't authorized to tell you why you've been arrested. Go to your room and wait there.
They've moved the furniture. There's nowhere for me to sit.
Proceedings have been instituted against you. You'll be informed of everything in due course. I'm doing you a favour in speaking so freely. Remember that. That's an impressive nightshirt you're wearing.
It impressed me when I saw it.
Don't hit me or butt against me like that again.
But we'll take care of it. And the rest of your underwear. Much better to give your underwear to us than hand it over to the depot.
Do I or do I not live in a peaceful country with a legal constitution? All the laws are in force, aren't they?
Yes, of course.
But there's a lot of thieving at the depot.
That's right.
And they sell everything after a certain length of time, whether your case is settled or not.
And you never know how long these cases will last, especially these days.
Oh, Frau Gruber, at last.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Frau Gruber, can I have a word with you? Why didn't you come in?
I'm sorry. She isn't allowed in as you're under arrest.
Now you're eating my breakfast. That's my bread and butter they're dipping in the honey.
Just tell me, please, how can I be under arrest?
We'd like to tell you.
We'd love to,
but we can't answer such questions.
We just can't.
Well, I'm afraid you must. And I'd like to see the warrant for my arrest.
Don't be childish. Do you really think you'll bring this case to an end any quicker by arguing over warrants? Don't try and provoke us. Probably we're the closest friends you've got in the world. You see, the highest authorities have ordered your arrest, and the highest officials are, as the law insists, drawn towards the guilty. Then they send out the police.
Well, I don't know anything about this kind of law.
See, Willem, he admits he doesn't know the law, and then he claims he's innocent. Oh.
What's the use? 2 minutes with a man of my own intelligence would be preferable to 2 years with these two. It's stupidity that gives them such assurance.
Look, I want to talk to your superior officer.
When he orders me, yes. Not before.
Over the road. There's more of them watching me now. I'm drawing a crowd.
I'm going to put an end to this farce.
Relax. Go to your room.
What?
Great demands are going to be made on you.
You should prepare yourself.
And you've been rude to us, you know. Obviously, you've forgotten that we are at least free men compared with you. By the way, if you want breakfast, it can be bought for you from the coffee shop across the road. Willem will be pleased to fetch it if you pay him.
I don't want anything from you.
What should I tell them at work? Should I tell them the real reason for my being so late? I'm assistant manager, so they'll overlook my absence, but... Would they believe my reason even if I gave it? I can hardly believe myself that all this is happening. I must steady my nerves.
Down his throat.
He must be
very upset. Joseph Kane! The inspector is ready!
At last! I'm ready.
Are you? You can't appear in front of the inspector in your shirt. Who do you think he is?
If you pull me out of bed in the morning, you can't expect to find me wearing my best suit.
Quickly, put on this jacket.
Oh, a black jacket. It's not a capital offence I've been charged with, is it?
Come on. He's waiting in your landlady's dining room.
He looks like a sensible man.
Joseph K.
Yes.
You are, I expect, very surprised at this morning's events.
Certainly. But, I mean... I suppose I can sit down, can't I?
No, it's not usual.
I mean, honestly, I can't recall the slightest offence I might be guilty of. But even that's not so important.
No.
No, the real question is, who is accusing me? What authority is behind this?
Joseph K., I'm afraid you're making a mistake. I know nothing about your case. I can't even confirm that you are charged with any offence.
But I am under arrest.
Certainly. Please, take my advice. Don't make a fuss about feeling innocent. It spoils the not unfavourable impression you make in other respects. Also, you talk too much.
He's younger than me, this inspector. Is he going to tell me how to behave? Can I allow it?
It's all nonsense. Look, please, please, listen. First of all, two vicious-looking strangers grab me in my house. They eat my breakfast without asking, and then they lounge about and they don't explain anything to me. There's been a misunderstanding, that's all. Let's clear it up.
What are they looking at over there? Can't they stop staring?
Go away! Leave me alone! Get away from those windows! Inconsiderate wretches!
And the inspector hasn't even heard me. He's comparing the lengths of his fingers.
Can't this be settled amicably?
How simple it all seems to you. I don't mean to suggest you should give up hope, though.
He's trying on Frau Grubach's hat. He's got a hat on. He's not taking this seriously at all.
Indeed. Why should you give up hope? You're only under arrest, nothing more. I was told to inform you of this. I've done so, and I've noticed your reactions. That's enough for one day. We can say goodbye for the time being. You'll be going to the bank now, I suppose.
I thought I'd been arrested.
Your everyday life can continue.
Then being arrested isn't so painful after all.
I never suggested it was.
In that case, there was hardly any necessity for you to tell me about it.
It was my duty.
A very stupid duty.
That may be. Still, I'm not forcing you to go to work.
Oh, I've got to. I'll have to get a taxi. You've made me late. Are you sure I can go?
Of course.
Good. Good.
So you do understand, Joseph
yes.
Kay?
Yes.
That as court representative, I have to inform you that there will be several inquiries into your case, not every week.
No, no.
But at quite frequent intervals. The case should, of course, be quickly concluded, though the interrogations must be thorough.
Of course.
So we have decided on Sunday as the first day of inquiry.
Sunday?
So your professional work isn't disturbed.
I see. Thank you.
We've assumed you'll agree to this arrangement, but if you prefer some other day, for instance, it's possible to hold inquiries during the night.
The night? No, I won't be fresh enough.
Of course. We'll see you on Sunday, then.
I'll be there.
Remember, 14 Julius Street, and ask for Lunds the Carpenter.
Lunds the Carpenter.
And, of course, you must not fail to arrive.
Yeah,
okay. Sir, good morning.
Oh, not bad news, I hope.
No, sir.
Good. You look disturbed.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Now, I wondered, Herr Kay, perhaps you'd like to join a party on my yacht on Sunday. All the important people of the bank will be there, and some friends of my wife.
That's kind of you, sir. I'd love to come.
Good.
But it's not possible this Sunday.
Oh, what a pity. Perhaps some other time.
Yes, I hope so. Do you know, sir, I've just been rung up and asked to go somewhere on Sunday, but they didn't tell me what time.
Bring them back and ask, Herr Kay.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't think it's that important.
Oh, I see.
I didn't mean that, sir. I meant...
Herr Kay, I wonder if you could have a look at these papers for me.
Herr Kay, where's that file I asked you for yesterday?
Herr Kay, could I see you for a minute? I need some advice.
Herr Kay, these papers, if you don't mind, please. Thank you very much.
Frau Gruber. Sorry for coming in so late. Just got home.
No, Herr Kay. Don't worry. Have you been out with the others from the office?
Only briefly. I didn't really feel like it.
Don't you feel well?
Oh, it's not that. I stayed late at the office, had some work to catch up on. I'm not interrupting.
No, sit down. You're my favorite boarder, you know that.
What are you sewing at this time, Frau Grubach?
Oh, I've got so much to do.
I made a lot of extra work for you today, didn't I?
How do you mean, Herr Kay?
I mean, the men who were here this morning.
Oh, that, yes. Well, that didn't give me much to do.
She seemed surprised I mentioned it. As if I shouldn't have said anything. Yet I feel like can't speak to anyone about it except this old woman.
Frau Gruber, I promise it won't happen again.
Oh, no. That couldn't happen again.
What do you mean?
Herr Kay, please don't take it to heart. You've spoken openly to me and... Well, I heard some of it this morning through the door. And the policeman said...
Yes?
Well, I can't say I heard any bad things. It's your happiness that is at stake.
My happiness?
Yes. This arrest, Herr Kay. Somehow it gives me the feeling of something... learned. Something difficult and above me. Which I don't need to understand.
But it isn't anything difficult, Frau Gruber. And I don't think it's an important matter at all. I was taken by surprise, that's all. In the bank, I have assistance. I'm always alert. In fact, it'd be a challenge if something unexpected occurred. But today... I won't talk about it again.
Whatever you do, Herr K., don't. Please don't take it to heart.
Oh, you know I'm not like that, Frau Gruber.
Good night, Herr K.
What a strange area this is. So near the bank, but I don't think I've ever been here before. I'm not properly prepared for this inquiry. Last night I stayed out drinking till 3. I feel exhausted. 14 Julia Street.
Oh. You're... Sorry. Look where you're going.
Carpenter Lands. Oh, how am I supposed to know which flat he lives in? They didn't say. Didn't even tell me what time I was meant to be in the interrogation chamber. These people have treated me shabbily from the start. Oh, I'll let them know it. And I'm certainly going to fight this case.
Yes? What can I do for you?
I've been walking about here, these corridors. Don't seem to have been given the proper information.
About what?
I'm looking for the Interrogation Commission.
The Interrogation Commission?
A carpenter called Lands. Do you know him?
Lands?
Yes.
Lands. Any of you heard of Lands? He's a carpenter.
Lands? Lance?
Isn't there a Lance on the top floor?
Well, that's Lince you're thinking
well,
of.
Well, no Lance that I know.
The top floor, I said.
But Lince is a marvellous carpenter. Yeah. What does one's owl matter if the man can put up beautiful cupboards?
It's Lance, not Lince that he wants.
I told you, Lince is a master.
Oh, isn't it on the ground floor I'm thinking of?
Listen, I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
Just a minute.
No, I've come to the wrong place.
Oh, we should have said.
Excuse me, does a carpenter called Lance live here?
Please come through.
Pardon?
Come on now, I must shut this door behind you. Nobody else must come in. Now through this way. You're late as it is, you kept them all waiting.
All these people. There must be hundreds.
There are.
And it stinks in here.
Why won't you say? Yes, it's an emergency. He's arrived, sir. This is him.
You should have been here an hour ago.
Well, late or not, I'm here now.
I can see that, but I am no longer obliged to hear you. Yes. I will, though, make an exception on this occasion. Such a delay must not ever occur again, of course. Step forward. Now, are you a painter and decorator?
No.
You're not?
I'm the junior manager of a large bank. This question of yours, hair examining magistrate, about my being a house painter, it seems typical of this trial which has been forced upon me. Now, I wouldn't like to say in public that your procedure is entirely contemptible, but I want to present that epithet to you for your private consideration. But take this book. Now, what is it, really?
How dare you, Joseph K.?
These yellowing pages won't help you very much, you know. And they don't intimidate me. In fact, I can hardly bear to touch them. Except with my fingertips. I wouldn't like to hold it in my hand. I might be contaminated.
That's what I think of it. Now, what has happened here is a single instance, and I don't take it seriously, but it's an indication of a misguided policy being directed against many ordinary people. It's for these unfortunates that I'm speaking, not for myself.
Bravo! Why not?
All I want is the public ventilation of a public grievance. 2 days ago, I was seized in my bed. Perhaps they were just looking for a house painter just as innocent as me. But the police grabbed me. They even tried to take my clothes. They tried to get money from me for breakfast after they'd eaten mine. Now, finally, I was taken to the inspector. I was calm, but they gave me no answers. Perhaps the inspector really had none. I don't know. My reputation could be damaged. My position at the bank jeopardized. I repeat, the whole matter has caused me nothing but unpleasantness. Now, there can be no doubt that behind the actions of this court, or this court of justice, behind my arrest and today's interrogation, a great organization is at work. It not only employs corrupt police, stupid inspectors, and rather limited examining magistrates, but it has at its disposal numerous servants and clerks and police, perhaps even hangmen. Innocent people are being accused, and senseless proceedings are put in motion against them.
What are they doing back there? I can hardly see across the hall. The atmosphere in here is so thick with smoke and sweat and goodness knows what. What's going on?
Okay, out of the way. No, excuse me, let me see what's happening. Don't push me. Let go of my collar, you're crushing me, I can't breathe. You, hey, what's that badge you're wearing? Let me see it. Oh, you're wearing one, eh? And you. Everyone. Oh, I'm so stupid to have been taken in. I should have realized. You're all colleagues. All officials. All corrupt. All spies. I'm getting out of here. Oh, you let me through.
1 moment. Yes, 1 moment, please, Joseph K. You may not be aware of the fact, Joseph K., but today you have thrown away all the advantages which an interrogation confers on an accused man.
Well, you listen to me. You can keep your advantages. All of them. And you can keep your interrogation.
All week, I've been waiting to hear from them. Even sitting in the office late in the evenings. Can't wait any longer. It's 11 o'clock already, Saturday night. They won't ring now. I wanted to see Elsa this week. She works in a cabaret. She's a dancer. But I've been here, waiting by the phone for them to get in touch with me. I just can't believe they've taken my repudiation of the hearing literally. I think, yes, tomorrow on Sunday, I'll go back there.
Yes?
Can I come in?
There's no session today.
What do you mean?
What I say. Look, the room's empty, the hall's deserted.
Yes, I can see that.
Well then?
Those official-looking law books over there on that table.
Yes?
You don't think I could glance at them?
Who?
Yes.
Well, not allowed. They belong to the examining magistrate.
Ah. Tell me, is it an essential part of the justice here that one should be condemned not only in innocence but in ignorance?
Sit down.
Thanks.
Do you want me to give the examining magistrate a message for you?
Do you know him?
Of course. My husband is the law court attendant. We have free lodging here, but we have to clear everything out of the room on days when the court is in session.
I see.
I'd like to say, Joseph K., I liked your speech last week very much.
Did you?
Oh, yes. It was so brave of you to speak out. It's horrible here. Do you think you'll manage to make things better?
It's not really my place to do that, is it? I wouldn't lose sleep over the need to reform justice if I hadn't been arrested. But I would help you.
Would you?
If you could help me.
How can I?
For a start, by letting me have a look at that law book on the table.
Oh, well, look at it if you want. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, filthy with cobwebs.
Oh, yes. Well?
I really don't believe it.
What's the matter, Joseph?
This is... It's a pornographic novel with lewd illustrations.
Satisfied?
So much for the law.
Now, come on.
What?
Sit by me. Do you know you've got very striking eyes? Don't laugh at me. I can help you.
I doubt it.
Now, don't doubt me. Give me a hand. Oh, yes, I learn a lot of interesting things from the examining magistrate.
Are you really friendly with him?
Yes. And let me tell you, he's busy writing reports about you. Your interrogation was the main item in his work.
I see.
And only yesterday, through a student, he sent me a pair of silk stockings. Look. Don't you think they're beautiful stockings? Not suitable for a woman like me.
She's corrupt, like all of them. But attractive, and warm, and supple. Why should I hold myself back? Of course they're suitable for a woman like you.
Thank you.
You're very kind, you know. But please, don't try and help me. I don't know how my case will turn out. If they sentence me, I'll laugh. Anyway, it's probably been dropped already through stupidity. What's the matter?
Joseph, Bear told the student's watching us.
What?
He's been staring. There, now he's beckoning to me.
So what?
Please, don't be angry.
Well, just tell him to get out.
I must go to him.
Why?
Well, he looks disgusting, I know, with his bandy legs and that short beard.
It's like a stubby bush.
Shh. You hear? I must go. I'll be back. And you can do what you want with me.
What are you two talking about?
Go away.
Well, I think you should leave us.
You know this man, Joseph K., shouldn't really be at large.
Now, Bertram.
I told the examining magistrate that. I said to him, Joseph K. should be kept under house
arrest.
My dear,
I think we should leave this young man to himself. He's obviously got plenty of studying to do before he becomes a judge.
No! You don't get her. She's mine.
Put her down. Where are you taking her?
Oh, good. Don't follow us, Joseph. The examining magistrate has sent for me. And this monster would never let me go. He's only obeyed orders.
Go on, then. Go. What is this place, anyway? This can't be the court offices. In the attic of a stinking block of flats in the filthiest part of the city. Hardly inspires respect. It's all wet, rotting wood, collapsing stairways, and hungry, yelling children. Very reassuring for an accused man to know how poor this court must be if it has offices where tenants dump their old furniture and empty their dustbins. All the money's been embezzled, I expect.
Excuse me. You haven't seen a woman around here, have you?
Woman?
She's quite plump.
You must be the law court attendant.
And I recognise you. You're welcome here, Kay, but there's no sitting today.
Yes, so your wife said.
You've seen her recently.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid a student picked her up and carried her away.
Oh, they're always doing that. I tell you, if my job didn't depend on it, I'd have squashed that student flat against the wall. It's a daily dream of mine. I'd love to see him squashed flat. Bandy legs writhing.
But isn't there anything you can do?
Blood all around splashed against the wall.
Are you sure?
It's getting worse here, Kay. I mean it. Till now he's been taking her for his own pleasure. Now he's carrying her to the examining magistrate as well.
But can't you do anything?
Oh, can I? I can't hit him. And no one else will. You won't, will you?
No.
Oh. We're all afraid of him, aren't we? He runs after every woman he wants. He's already been thrown out of 5 flats in this building. There's nothing I can do. Now, I must report upstairs. I'm already late. Come with me here, Kay. Have a look at the offices.
Are they worth seeing?
For a man in your position, you should certainly see them.
What do you mean, in my position?
Follow me. It'll be useful.
So far, it's obvious that the interior of this legal system is as repugnant and rotten as its exterior.
Here. Through here. Oh. Mind your head. This is the waiting room.
Oh, why is it so dark?
Come through. These men are all accused.
I see. They're all so shabby. And they're obviously not workers, but well-positioned professional men like me. Yet they stand like beggars, bent-backed, knees buckled. And they're colleagues of mine. Colleagues in guilt.
You. Tell me what you're waiting here for.
Well, It's
this gentleman asked you what you're waiting for. Don't look around at the others, just answer him.
I'm waiting.
Yes?
A month ago, I offered some evidence concerning my case, and now I'm waiting for the result.
You're going to a lot of trouble.
Yes, it is my case, you see.
Well, not everyone thinks like that.
No?
Yeah, I'm under arrest too. But I haven't offered any evidence. I don't know if I will. Do you consider it necessary?
Well, I can't say.
You look as if you don't believe I'm an accused man. Don't you believe I'm under arrest? Don't you? Don't you believe it? How dare you look at me like that? Stop staring at me. Come on.
Most of these accused men are so sensitive. Wait till you see the others.
I've seen enough. How can I reach the outside door?
The outside door?
Yes, I want to go.
Just go along here to the corridor. Turn right at the double doors. Straight on till you reach a single door. Don't go through that, but turn left.
Show me the way, please. I'll never find out the way myself.
How can I? I've lost too much time with you already. I've got work to do.
Come with me!
Shout like that. Wait till I've delivered my message, and then I'll be glad to help.
No, no, I won't wait. I've had enough.
What does the gentleman want? Are you all right? You'd better sit down. Here, come along now. You sit down.
I feel slightly unwell.
You feel sick and dizzy, don't you?
Yes.
Don't worry. Everybody has an attack on their first visit. The air is hardly breathable.
Oh.
When you consider that people hang out their washing to dry, you can't stop tenants from washing their dirty clothes, it's hardly surprising you feel sick. But you can't sit here. You're getting in the way.
I'm all right now. Oh, I can't manage it.
I'd better take you to the sick room.
No, no. Where's the law court attendant?
Gone.
I can't get up. My whole body feels heavy.
This man will help you. Over here. He's not well.
Yes, I think the best thing to do is to take him out of the building.
Well, that's sensible.
This gentleman represents our inquiries department. He gives clients the information they need about their cases. Even if he does laugh rudely, he does have an answer to every single question. Try him out if you like. Look how smart his clothes are. We collected money to buy them. That's to make a good impression on clients. The rest of us are shabby. But we never leave the offices. We sleep here.
Don't tell the gentleman all our secrets. And anyway, he's more concerned about himself at the moment.
I only need a little support under the arms. Can't you take me to the door?
Come along, then. Get up, you feeble little man. There we go.
Thank you. Two minor officials holding me up. What's happened to me?
Would you like to rest?
No, please, I want to go on.
You're sweating. Don't worry. I've got your hand.
Hold me! Louder, I can't hear what you're saying.
First he wants to go, then you tell him 100 times the front door is in front of him, and he doesn't move.
Oh, the air.
Out you go.
Kay, would you like to see those account books now?
No, not now. You go home. I didn't intend keeping you here this late. I'll go through them first thing in the morning.
Good night, sir.
Good night. Oh, I'm very tired again tonight. Don't know what's happening to me. Usually after work in the evening, I'm keen to go out to see Elsa or my friends. But all I want these days is to go home and lie on the sofa in darkness, to rest my eyes, while Frau Grubach brings me tea and hot toast. Almost the last to leave the bank again tonight. Except for those two eager clerks in the dispatch department. When I was younger, I used to stay and work all hours. What's that? What is it? It's coming from here, inside the junk room. Yes, I'm right. I can hardly see. One small lamp over there.
What do you think you're doing in here? What are you doing in this filth? This is a junk room, not an office. Hey, you over there, you're an authority, aren't you? What are you doing to these men? Answer me.
Sir, he's the whipper. He's been ordered to flog us because you complained about us to the examining magistrate.
Franz? And Willem? The two policemen?
Yes.
I didn't complain about you. I only said what happened.
No, sir, you've definitely made a complaint.
And we are being flogged. Do you call that justice?
If only you knew how badly we're paid. I have a family to feed. Yeah, and Franz wants to get married. God, your breakfast and fine shirt were a temptation. I admit that it was wrong of us. But what importance can they have for an unlucky man like you about to be arrested?
I never said you should be punished like this.
Franz! Didn't I tell you that he never asked for us to be flogged?
Don't be taken in by them, sir. Sir, the punishment is just. It's as just as it's inevitable.
Sir, don't listen to him.
No, don't. Wait a minute. Please, wait.
It's your fault, sir. You accused us, but didn't we guard you well?
Well, yes.
There you are, then. And we would have been promoted. We would have become whippers ourselves like this man here. But now our careers are over.
Please, isn't there any way of avoiding this flogging?
No. Now, you two, undress. No more delays. Sir, you'd be wrong to pity them. And don't listen to them. They're so terrified, they've almost lost their minds. Hey, look at this one.
Willem.
Yes. He's grotesquely fat, as you can see. The first cuts of my birch will be lost in fat. He stuffs himself with the breakfasts of all the people he arrests. I believe he ate your breakfast.
Well, yes.
There you are, you see.
A man with guts as disgusting as that couldn't ever become a whipper. Yeah. Look at my fine chest and muscles. Look.
Yes, yes.
Could a man like him ever be promoted to my position? How could it be possible? Just to tell me.
Sir, there are floggers like me, I promise.
You are supposed to be undressing.
I'm the cause of this. Money. Yes. Here, please, take this. Go on.
So, you want to complain about me and get me a flogging for not doing my work?
Reasonable. I don't want anybody to be punished. I don't blame you or these men. I blame the organization.
Yes.
Shut up!
Their backs are bare now. It must be so painful. If it was one of the high judges, I'd be only too pleased to pay you to whip them. But I'd encourage you in every way I could. But
I'm unbribable. I'm here to flog people, and flog them I will.
Sir, try and get me off at least.
Let go of me.
Your arm is much less sensitive for me, and he's my boss. I was only imitating him.
Explain without pulling at me.
I'm so ashamed. I'm miserable.
I can't wait any longer. I must get on with my whipping.
God, don't. Don't, I can't bear it. The whole building's ringing with it. The clerks will come. I'll be caught here. Get your hands away from me. That'll teach you.
Yes.
Quiet. Someone's coming. Oh, I must have air.
What's happening down there?
It's all right.
Okay. I heard a terrible noise.
It was nothing.
Are you sure, sir?
It was a dog howling in the courtyard. You can get back to work. Did you hear me?
If you're certain everything's all right, you look pale, Herr Kay.
I'm tired. Get back to work.
Yes, sir.
I can't go home now. Too tense. The clerk noticed. Oh, and I can't go back in that junk room. The window, yes. If Franz hadn't screamed like that, I might have been able to do something. I wanted to. I must fight the whole corrupt administration of this court. I know that. But that cry was unforgivable. All sorts of people could have caught me. I'm only sorry I pushed Franz like that. I certainly won't hush the incident up.
There are letters to go out. Can we do them this morning?
I can't think about that now.
You told me to remind you, sir.
What do you know about the junk room?
Sir?
The one at the end of the corridor.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'll see to it myself then. I'm going that way.
Silent as the grave today. They must have gone by now.
Save us, sir! My children, my job!
You two! What do you think you're doing?
Sir?
Do something useful. Clear out that junk room. We're being smothered in dust.
The junk room?
Clear it out.
I'll do it tomorrow, sir.
Do it today, I insist!
Yes, sir.
Good. Good. That would be very good.
Centralizes the authority here and takes the matter out of my hands. That's all. Yours faithfully, etc.
Fine. Can you sign these so they can go out today?
Yeah. You know, I feel very tired this morning.
You look
pale, Herr Kay, if you don't mind my saying so.
Do you think so?
Well, you have done for a few days. Several people have mentioned it to me.
Yes, I seem to feel tired all the time now.
Perhaps you should have a holiday. Come in.
Excuse me, Herr Kay.
Yes?
There's a man at reception. He says he's... Herr Kay, he says he's your uncle.
My uncle?
Yes. And he's wearing a Panama hat.
Joseph!
Uncle, how did you get here?
You're well protected in here, Joseph, but I've got to talk to you.
Just wait one minute, Uncle. Could you leave us, please? Well, Uncle.
Joseph, we've got to talk. I came in from the country just for that.
That's good of you, Uncle.
Oh, Joseph. Joseph, is it true?
Is what true?
But you know what I mean. Don't look out of the window when I'm talking to you. You've always told the truth.
You've heard about my case, then?
Yes, from your niece. She came to visit you here last week, but you were too busy to see her. But she got talking to a clerk.
To a clerk?
And he told her what had happened. She wept, Joseph. Now, just tell me. It isn't a criminal case, is it?
Yes, it is.
What?
It is a criminal case.
But you look so calm.
It's important to remain calm.
Oh, I don't like your attitude. Until now, you've been a credit to all your relatives. It's something to do with the bank, of course.
Stop it! You're talking too loudly. Do you want everyone to know about it?
But this is important, Joseph.
We'd better go out, then.
Spend it. We'll get a taxi straight to Hull, the lawyer. He was at school with me. You've heard of him, haven't you?
I'm afraid not.
Well, don't worry. He has a good, magnificent reputation as a poor man's lawyer.
A poor man's lawyer.
We must try him.
All right.
Good.
I'm willing to try anything.
Good, good. Now, come on. We'll get a taxi. Joseph, let me tell you. If you lose this case, you'll be ruined. Absolutely wiped out. Are you listening?
Of course.
Your indifference is driving me mad. Don't you know what they say? To be prosecuted in a case like this is to have already lost. You've changed.
No? How?
You were known for your clear brain.
This isn't an ordinary case.
That's bad. Bad. But you look so thin, Joseph. Come and stay with us in the country.
I recognize this area. I know where we are.
Won't you come, Joseph?
This is where the law court has its offices. They're in the attic of this building here.
Go on, get out. Holt lives here. I have great faith in him.
The Herr Advocate is very ill.
Is it his heart again?
Yes, his heart.
Right.
So you better not disturb him.
What a pretty thing she is. Can't be much fun for a maid in this dying man's house.
Joseph, don't hang back. And you, please get out of our way.
Lady, what a noise. Who is it?
See, sounds fine. Come in with me, Joseph.
He can help you.
Oh, Albert, it's you.
How are you?
Not too good.
Oh, you look well. It's just another minor heart attack. It'll pass like the others. Are you being looked after?
I've got someone.
This maid of yours really doesn't seem to be very bright unless she's fooling us.
Lane is a lovely girl.
She doesn't think you're well enough to discuss business.
Well, so you haven't come to see if I'm dead or alive. You come to ask whether you will...
Oh, Albert, you know that's not true. And you're the one person I trust with my secrets. Let me introduce my nephew, Joseph Kay.
Ah, yes, I didn't notice you in the dark there. I'm sick, but I must say your nephew's case interests me too deeply to resist taking part in it.
My case?
Fascinating. That's what you want to consult me about, isn't it?
Of course.
How do you know about it?
Oh, is that what's worrying you? I'm an advocate. I move in these circles.
You're being childish, Joseph. You're all nerves.
Who should I associate with if not with men of my own profession? In fact, there's a dear friend in my line visiting me at the moment.
Where?
In that corner.
It's very dark.
It's gloomy, but there he is. Please, Herr Chief Clerk of the Court, come and join us right away.
Thank you. But I can only stay a few minutes.
I've seen you before, haven't I? Yes, I know where. At the interrogation, you were one of them pushing me.
I must say, Joseph Kay, I'm pleased to meet you at last. Your case is certainly interesting, a lot of people, and it touches on a wide number of issues.
Haven't we met before?
Met before, did you say?
Yes, we have. I remember you. You... What's that? I'll just go and see what's happened.
servant. Give me your hand.
Lane.
Follow me into the kitchen. You know, I threw a plate at the wall to get you out of there.
I was thinking of you anyway.
I'm glad, Joseph.
Oh, it's not so gloomy in here.
No.
I feel better.
Don't sit there. Come and sit by me.
It was so oppressive in there.
I knew you liked me. You hardly took your eyes off me when you arrived. Why didn't you come out before?
How could I? I couldn't just run away from those jabbering old men. And you...
Yes?
Well, I wasn't sure if you wanted me to.
Oh, yes. I want you. Do you like me?
Like you? Liking such a feeble word.
Yes.
Tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
That large picture, it intrigues me. Judge in robes, it makes me think it might be my judge.
Oh, him. He often comes here. In real life, he doesn't look anything like that. He's actually small, practically a dwarf. He had himself painted like that out of vanity. He's an examining magistrate, not a judge.
The higher officials keep themselves well hidden.
Don't think about your case now.
I don't think about it enough. That's my problem.
No, it's not that.
What?
It's not that holding you back.
Do you know what it is?
You're too inflexible. That's what I heard.
Who told you?
I can't give too much away. Don't ask for names, but you've got to understand, you can't resist this court. It's not possible. You must admit your fault. I mean it. You should confess it as soon as you can. Otherwise...
Otherwise? Go on.
There's no possibility of escape.
And if I don't confess...
In that case, I won't be able to help you.
I see.
Oh, Joseph.
Sit on my knee, Lainey.
All right. Joseph, do you have a lover?
Well...
Of course you do. Don't be shy.
I do have a lover, yes. I'm carrying her photograph, actually. Elsa. There she is at the cabaret.
Her skirt's flying up round her waist.
She's a dancer, that's why.
Would she sacrifice herself for you?
Sacrifice herself? Why should she? I wouldn't ask her to.
Well, obviously you wouldn't miss her much, then, if you were to exchange her for someone else. Me, for instance.
Well, she has one great advantage over you. She knows nothing about my case.
That's no advantage.
And she doesn't insist on my being flexible.
And now you belong to me. And I can help you.
How?
You must go now. Here's the front door key. You must come to me whenever you want. Kiss me again. And wave to me from the street.
Joseph! Joseph, wait a minute. What do you think you're doing?
What's the matter, Uncle?
Don't you realize how badly you've damaged your case?
Oh, Uncle, please.
Well, don't you? Don't you? You go off with that slut when she's obviously the advocate's mistress. When you stay away for hours.
Uncle!
I'm sitting there waiting for you with the director of the court. A great man. Who has complete authority over your case. I was so embarrassed I could hardly breathe. The advocate felt even worse, I know. You brought him to the verge of collapse and probably hastened his death. We waited there in complete silence for you to come back.
Oh.
And then you leave me, your uncle, in the pouring rain. I'm soaked!
I think about nothing else. The thought of my case never leaves me now. It's days since I've done anything useful here. These papers don't interest me. The deputy manager's taken over my clients. Oh, my head feels heavy. The advocate Holt is hopeless. When we meet, all he does is talk irrelevantly, or he sits in silence, stroking a strand of hair in the middle of his beard, and I sit there looking at his bald head. The proceedings which are being taken against me aren't public. Even the charges aren't known to you. If progress is made, its nature can never be divulged. And the lawyers aren't strictly recognized, only tolerated. They work in terrible conditions. There's a hole in the floor of their room you could put your leg through. Nothing is of any real value but respectable personal connections with the higher officials of subordinate rank. And they're childish, offended by the slightest thing. Progress in that area is almost imperceptible. Oh, Lily, you're the one comfort in all this. Secretly holding my hand and stroking my hair during endless meetings with Hurt. But all the same, I can feel myself becoming exhausted. I've a high position in the bank. I'm clever, of a clear mind, but I can't seem to... I can't lose this feeling of shame. Oh.
Yes, sir?
Is he still there?
He's been waiting 2 hours, sir.
Send him in straight away. I've been busy. It's the manufacturer, isn't it?
Yes.
Right.
This way.
Oh. Good morning.
Good morning, Herr Assessor.
At this very moment in damp attics, court officials are poring over charge papers against me. Sorry, our meeting's been delayed.
Are you well, Herr Assessor?
Let me fetch the file. Perhaps it's a kind of torture sanctioned by the court that I have to devote myself to bank affairs while all this is going on. What days I have in front of me.
Isn't the weather perhaps that's depressing you?
I'll never be able to concentrate on this man's financial requests. But the deputy manager would love to see me fail. I can't give him that pleasure.
Yes, a headache. Family trouble, you know.
Now then, let's have a look at these figures.
You're involved in a case, aren't you?
What?
Oh, yes, I hear things.
Not from the deputy manager.
Oh, no! From Titorelli!
Who?
And I'd like to help you.
Would you help me?
I can, yes, because Titorelli's a painter. He paints portraits.
Please, I'm very tired.
Portraits of judges.
I see.
He knows judges. He's prone to fabricate. No, please, he has information. He knows officials. That's the important thing.
So I'm discovering.
I've written a letter of recommendation. Here. And here's the address. Now, don't feel bound to go because I advise you to.
I'll go.
Good.
I'll go right away. Can't stand it here anymore.
Herr Kane, there are people waiting to see you in the reception room. Shall I tell them to come in?
I've got to go out.
But some of them have been waiting for 3 hours.
I know.
Can't you see them briefly?
Later!
Sir, I must speak to you.
Sir, we've been waiting to see you.
I've been here 3 hours.
Sir, I made an appointment and you agreed to meet
me. I'm afraid I can't see any of you now. Come back tomorrow or telephone or write to me. Yes, that would be best.
In that case, we'd better see the deputy manager.
I'm going to do that.
He's coming out of his office now.
Good, catch him.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can. At last, the deputy manager.
Are you going out, Joseph?
On urgent business, I'm afraid.
But I believe these gentlemen have been waiting for hours.
That's unavoidable.
Is it? Gentlemen, you'd better come into my office immediately. I will attend you straight away.
The deputy manager can't believe his luck. Watched an opportunity to impress my clients, take over their cases, steal my work, and eventually my job. But I must see about my case. If I have any success today, I'll be able to concentrate on my work again. But now, everything has to be properly supervised. For once, the court will be faced with a defendant who knows how to stand up for his rights. Oh, it's so dirty. Rats and open sewers, streets full of filth. Why does Titorelli live here? It's an interesting painting.
Yeah?
It's a judge, isn't it?
It's justice.
Oh, yes, of course. Bandage over the eyes and the scales.
It's difficult work.
Is it?
Yes, in real life, the judge is a small man, but he insists I show him on a huge throne. Uh-huh. And as you can see, I can't get the legs right. He wants to give the picture to a young woman. Ah. Now, tell me, did you say you wanted to buy a painting?
No.
Ah, you want your portrait painted.
But you just read the letter of introduction I gave you. That was 10 minutes ago.
So it's your trial you want to discuss.
Please.
Yes, that's why you've gone on and on about the paintings, to get on the right side of me.
Oh.
But how could you know that's not the right way to tackle me?
I can't think. It's too stuffy in here. That stove's suffocating me. The room's full of fumes.
Take off your coat. You're sweating badly. Sit on the bed if you like. Don't be embarrassed. Lie down.
Can't you please open a window?
Huh? And have the room fill with soot. It's very cozy in here. I'm lucky in that respect.
Oh.
By the way.
Yes?
Tell me.
Yes?
Are you innocent?
Yes. Yes, of course I'm innocent.
You know you can be honest with me.
I'm completely innocent.
Good.
He's talking like a child.
Innocence makes it easier. Is that what you're implying? Well, that isn't what I've heard, I'm afraid. The court is capable of conjuring an enormous fabric of guilt out of nothing. And an accusation is never initiated lightly. Once they've started proceedings, the court holds the accused guilty, whatever happens. It's difficult to change their mind.
Difficult?
Yes, I've heard that, yes.
Now, I can tell you about difficulty. If I were to take this canvas and paint all the court judges on it, and if you stood there telling them how innocent you are, you'd have as much success as you would pleading your case before real judges.
But doesn't the court consider any proof of innocence?
No. Not unless it's presented unofficially. Through intermediaries.
What do you advise me to do?
That depends.
On what?
On the kind of acquittal you want.
Are there different kinds?
Yes, there's real acquittal, there's apparent acquittal, and there's indefinite postponement. Real acquittal is the best.
That's what I want.
That's what everyone wants. But I've never seen it, though.
If that's true, then a hangman could do the job of the whole court.
You're impatient. What about apparent acquittal? That's rather nice, because you can say goodbye to the court. Your case is over, you're free.
Free?
Yes, provisionally. Of course, you can be rearrested at any time. The trial starts over again, and you have to rally your forces again for a new apparent acquittal.
So it's always hanging over you?
You find that unsatisfactory?
Yes.
And perhaps you'd prefer indefinite postponement. Shall I explain?
Please.
Indefinite postponement keeps your trial indefinitely in its first stage.
I'm so hot.
It requires constant contact with the court.
It's unbearable.
You mustn't lose sight of the case for a moment.
I'll take off my jacket.
But it guarantees you against the shock of a sudden new arrest. Do you see? Are you going already?
Oh,
it must be the air. Sit down.
I've got to leave.
Just listen. The two methods have this in common. They prevent the conviction of the defendant.
Yes, yes, and they prevent his real acquittal and freedom.
Exactly. But think of the alternatives.
I'll come back soon. It's locked.
It's the air in here that's driving you away, and I have so much to tell you. I've been brief so far. Oh, if you must go, use the door behind the bed. It's quicker.
Hmm?
Walk over the bed. But just a minute before you do that. Would you like to buy one of my canvases?
Oh, I don't know.
Look. This one's a Heath.
Yes, perfect. I'll take it.
Splendid.
Does this door lead back the way I came?
And here's the canvas that accompanies the other one.
Oh.
You see, it enhances it.
It's beautiful. I'll take both for my office.
Well, if the subject excites you. Luckily, here you are. I've got a few more.
Oh, they're all the same.
I'll take them all.
Oh, good. Some people find them depressing, but there are always people like you who prefer depressing pictures.
I'll send someone from the office to collect them.
No, take them now. I'll get a porter to help. Open the door. And when you're out, don't be worried when you find you're in the offices of the court.
I didn't realize.
It's convenient. There are law court offices in almost every attic in this area. My studio belongs to the court. Everything belongs to the court.
I didn't realize.
There's a lot you don't realize.
I'd be naive. I must never allow myself to be taken by surprise in this way.
Until we meet again. Carry some of them under your other arm. And don't drop them!
Come through. I'm in the kitchen.
Ah, there you are.
Hello, Joseph.
What are you cooking?
The advocate's soup. I've missed you.
Have you?
What's wrong?
Nothing. Who was that man who opened the door?
Shh. He's sitting in there.
I don't care. Just tell me who he is.
His only block. He's a commercial traveller.
Is he your lover?
Block? No, he's pathetic. Let me get on with the cooking, Joseph.
Answer me properly, Lily.
Let go my arm. Joseph.
Stop it!
Joseph.
There's something I want to discuss.
You're jealous of Block, aren't you? But he's one of the advocate's main clients. That's all there is to it.
I haven't got time for all this, Lily. I've come to see the advocate.
Give me your hat and coat.
What?
Then go in and see him.
Oh, yes.
But you must spend the night with me. It's been so long, Joseph. You've been neglecting me. Now, let me give the advocate his soup to cheer him up.
Good.
Do you know, he often falls asleep after his soup.
What I have to say will keep him awake all night.
Joseph, can't you try to be nice?
Go on. Block. Block. Come over here. Thank you.
We're in the same boat. You're one of the advocate's clients, too.
You're an old client of his.
He's dealt with me 5 years now. He and... No.
What were you going to say?
No, please don't give me away. He's vindictive, the advocate. You don't realise what he's like.
Shouldn't you warn me, then?
Only on one condition, that you tell me a secret in return.
All right, I'll do that.
I've got others.
Other what?
Other advocates.
That's not serious.
Not serious?
How many have you got?
I got 5 other advocates.
5?
I'm trying out a 6th. I need them all, you see. I don't want to lose my case. I have to try everything. I've run down my business, spent the money on my case. It's the only thing I can concentrate on. It's such a strain spending so much time at the court. And you know yourself how stuffy it is.
Do I? Have I been there then?
Oh, yes. I'm in the waiting room every day. When you came in, we knew you were an accused man. They all maintained... No.
What? Go on.
They're superstitious. I don't agree with their notion.
What was it?
They say they can tell from a defendant's face, and especially his lips, what the outcome of his case is going to be. They said you were...
Yes?
...certain to be convicted. You spoke to one of the men. He couldn't answer you.
Yes, I remember that.
After, he told us he'd seen on your lips that he himself would be convicted.
On my lips?
Didn't I say they were all stupidly superstitious?
It's certainly stupid of them to wait there for hours and hours.
That's not the stupid thing.
No?
The only thing that's pointless is acting alone. I told you, I've got 5 advocates. You might think I can leave the whole thing to them, but I can't. I have to concentrate day and night on my case.
For sure, I understand. And all this.
You're new to it, of course, practically a baby. When I was at your stage, my case wasn't making any progress at all. I attended investigations, all of which were identical. I flattered various court officials. I produced petitions.
Petitions?
They turned out to be worthless. I was forced to get more lawyers working on my case.
Oh, you must be pleased your case has now advanced so far.
Far? I tell you, I want to give up the whole thing and go home to bed and never hear another word about it.
Why don't you?
They wouldn't leave you alone. Even in bed.
Isn't there anywhere they don't pursue you?
You two are getting on well.
Don't interrupt.
I'm telling him about my case.
Joseph, the advocate's waiting for you. Talk to Block later. He's staying here.
Are you?
He has to sleep here.
Why?
In case the advocate asks for him in the night.
Why should he?
Don't you understand anything, Joseph? He sees you at any time because of the efforts of your friends. You take us for granted. Not that I expect thanks. I just want you to be fond of me.
Fond of you? I am fond of her. Lady, the advocate sees me because I'm his client. That's all. If I needed help for that, I'd be begging and thanking you all the time.
You're being difficult today.
It's very convenient being here, you see.
Can't you put him to bed, Lenny?
Okay. Don't forget your promise. You said you'd tell me a secret.
Yes. Yes, I said that. I'm going to dismiss the advocate.
Oh!
What's the matter?
He's dismissing him, Lenny.
He's dismissing the advocate.
Don't be ridiculous, Joseph.
Don't do it.
Let's go, Lenny.
Please, Joseph, no.
Stop it.
Why did you hit me? Because I want to help you.
I have to talk to him. Now.
I've been waiting hours for you.
I won't waste your time now, Dr. Holt. I'll be gone in a minute.
Why did you lock the door?
Because of Lenny.
Has she been annoying you as well?
What?
It's a quirk of hers. She finds accused men attractive. She falls in love with all of them. Must be the aura of the proceedings or something. She even finds that miserable worm Block attractive. I sometimes get her to tell me about her love affairs. It amuses me.
As usual, he's trying to distract me with completely irrelevant nonsense. And as usual, he's done nothing about my case.
Now, Joseph, do you want to see me about anything special?
Yes. I'm sorry to say I've decided to take my defense out of your hands.
What?
I'm afraid so.
We can discuss this plan.
Oh, it isn't a plan. It's a final break.
Don't rush things.
There's no rush. My decision is final. Since you took over, I've worried constantly about my case. And that didn't happen before. I can feel things closing in on me. Your efforts haven't been sufficient.
You don't have enough confidence in me, Joseph.
Please, stay in bed.
How can I? I'm ill because of overwork, and you're not giving me all the help you could. You know I only take on cases I'm moved by. You've misunderstood me and the efforts I've made.
How can I continue with more empty promises? More talk about the progress of the petition and the friendliness of the court officials. I'm sick of the vague and constant threats.
Shall I tell you what the trouble with you is?
If you have to.
You've been treated too well. Let me show you something. How other accused men are treated. Unlock the door. You might learn something. I'll send for Block. Sit down there.
Oh, I'm always ready to learn.
And to change your mind, I hope.
Her advocate.
Block. Block. It's him I want. Block.
At your service?
Block. Block, what do you want?
Pardon?
You've come at an inconvenient time.
Didn't you call for me?
Yes, I did, but you've come at the wrong time. You always come at the wrong time.
Lady, stop it.
Well, give me your hand, then.
Would you like me to go, Herr Advocate?
Don't be stupid. Stay here now. Yesterday, I was with the third judge. We discussed you. What do you think he said?
Please tell me.
Block's getting on his knees. I don't believe it. Get up, man. What do you think you're doing?
Don't interfere, Joseph.
Block. Who is your advocate?
You are, Dr. Holt. You are.
Me? And who else?
No one but you.
Then don't listen to anyone else.
No, never. You, Herr Kay, don't abuse me. Your case is a few hours old compared with mine. And you think you're better than me, an accused man like you. I deserve to be addressed as a gentleman by you. Yes, I may be on all fours.
Like a dog.
But it's better for a suspected man to keep moving than be stationary, because the stationary man may be weighed with his crimes.
Can't he see he's being humiliated? How can Holt think of winning me over with this degrading demonstration?
Dear Dr. Holt, my only advocate, I'm on my knees. I kiss your hand.
Good, good. Lenny, how has the wretch behaved today?
He's been quiet and industrious.
Yes. Yes.
What's he been doing?
Oh, to get him out of my way, I locked him in the maid's room where there's no light. But he was reading.
Could he understand what he read?
He sighed a lot and followed the lines along with his finger. It was obviously an effort.
Very good. Those papers I had him read are to give him some idea of the struggle I have to conduct his defense.
Yes, yes.
But now I'm afraid I must tell you that the judge wasn't optimistic.
Not optimistic?
Not in the least. He said, don't go on at me about Block, you're wasting your time. I told him Block's an important client of mine. Of course, I said, of course, Block is personally repulsive. His manners are bad, he's filthy, he smells, but as a client...
Yes, yes.
Block is completely ignorant, the judge replied. He hadn't listened to me, you see. He then said, What would Block say if he discovered that his case hadn't actually started? Block, be quiet. Don't get in a panic at every word. You're still alive, aren't you? You should be ashamed behaving like that in front of another client of mine. I know what's bothering you. You've read somewhere that a man is often condemned by chance. A word from someone at an odd time, and that's it. Yes, that happens. I won't dispute it. But your panic disgusts me. Leave that rug alone. Haven't you got any confidence in me? Have your nerves gone?
Block! Block!
I've got to go, I'm afraid.
Where, Joseph?
Haven't you learnt anything from what you've seen?
Yes. Yes, I've learned a great deal.
Block! Block! Block!
Good idea to have arrived at work early for once. None of them expect that now.
Good morning, Herr Kent.
Good morning.
How could Holt have been so stupid? Couldn't he see it was his treatment of Block which finished it?
Good morning, Joseph. Good morning, sir.
Anyhow, I can't have an advocate. I'm spending too much time away from the office. Not that when I'm here I can concentrate. But I have to stop the deputy manager luring away my clients. Men I've known for years. The other day, I caught him sitting in my chair, leafing through my papers, and then he walked out with an armful. This morning, they've asked me to show the town's art monuments to an Italian business associate.
Good morning, Henry. Good morning.
It's a nuisance. And I suspect... No. Yes. I suspect they want to get me out of the office so they can investigate my work. I'm being threatened on every side.
Good morning, Heke.
Good morning.
I'm so tired, too. I was awake most of the night, polishing up my Italian. My memory's going. But I can't walk him up and down in front of art treasures in complete silence.
Assistant manager's office.
Good morning, Joseph.
Lainey.
How are you today?
Lainey, I haven't got time to talk to you now.
Why not?
I was just leaving to meet an Italian businessman at the cathedral.
The cathedral?
Yes, yes, out by the...
I know where it is. But why there?
Why do you think he's interested in art?
They're pressing you very hard.
Lainey, I can't put up with this pity. Especially not this morning. No, goodbye.
Joseph.
She's right. They are pressing me hard. What a grim morning. Still dark. The place is deserted. Now, where will he be? Perhaps the manager made a mistake about the time. Nobody could understand the Italian's dialect anyway. It'd be better if he didn't come now. So gloomy he wouldn't see anything. Who's that? Over there. Someone in black beckoning to me. It's probably the verger. Do I look suspicious? Is he after a tip? He's pointing and nodding. What a childish old man, taking snuff. Just about enough brains to be a verger. What does he want? He's going towards the high altar. The priest's there. Surely there isn't going to be a sermon now. How absurd on a weekday. Such bad weather. I'd better leave or I'll be caught in the middle of a sermon. Won't be able to get back to the office for ages. What's the priest doing? It's so vast here, I can hardly bear it.
Joseph Kane!
What does he want of me? I'll go. No, he'll think I'm being rude.
You are Joseph Kane.
It seems everyone knows my name now. I can remember when people didn't know your name until you were introduced. Joseph Kane. Feels like a burden round my neck.
Yes, I'm Joseph K.
You are an accused man.
So I've been informed.
Then you're the man I want.
Why?
I'm the prison chaplain. I had you summoned here to have a talk with me.
I didn't know that.
What's that in your hand? Is it a prayer book?
It's a guide to the town's sights.
Put it down.
I'm supposed to be showing an Italian around the cathedral.
It's not important. Do you know your case is going badly?
Yes, I do know that. But I've taken a lot of trouble so far. Without success, it seems. Perhaps that's because I haven't presented my petition. It isn't ready.
Tell me, how do you think it's going to end?
For a long time, I thought it would be all right. Now, well, I don't know. Do you know?
No.
I see. Won't you come here? You don't have to preach a sermon. Please, please come and join me.
All right. I'm coming down. I like to speak from a distance at first. Otherwise, I'm too easily influenced. I forget what I'm doing.
You're being very kind. You're an exception to the others who belong to the quarter. I feel I can speak easily to you.
Don't delude yourself, Joseph K. All servants of the law belong to the law. And that places them beyond human judgment. They are bound by their office. And that's more important than even living at liberty in the world.
What a gloomy point of view.
Joseph K., I'm afraid your case will end badly. You are considered to be guilty. Your case may not get beyond a lower court, but for the time being, your guilt is taken as proven.
But I'm not guilty. It's a mistake, do you understand? And how can anyone be guilty anyway? Surely we're all human, all culpable.
That's how the guilty talk.
Like everyone else, you're prejudiced against me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, everyone is. Without exception. Even people who aren't involved. My position is becoming very difficult.
You fail to understand the facts of your case.
How?
You imagine the verdict will come suddenly. But that's wrong. The proceedings gradually merge into a verdict.
I see. He means well, I'm sure of it. And he'll be able to give me good advice about how to break away from the court, how to live beyond it, perhaps. He'll know if that's possible.
What do you intend doing now, Joseph K?
I intend getting more help. There are possibilities I haven't made the most of. Perhaps
you ask for too much help from others, especially from women. That isn't the kind of help you need.
Women have influence. Doesn't the court consist almost entirely of womanizers? If the examining magistrate sees a woman in the distance, he knocks his desk over to get to her. It's getting darker in here. And the verger's blowing out the candles on the high altar.
Perhaps you're not aware of the kind of court you're serving. Have I angered you? I'm only telling you what I've experienced. I didn't intend to offend or insult you.
Don't you see what is happening to you?
Aren't we near the entrance now?
You want to leave?
I'd better. I only came here to show an Italian around the cathedral. They'll be expecting me at the bank.
Go then.
I don't think I can find my way alone. It's too dark.
Go to the wall on your left. Keep going along by the wall and eventually you'll come to a door.
Oh, wait, please.
Yes?
Just a minute. Don't you want anything more from me?
No.
You were kind to me earlier. Now you seem to have lost interest, as if you don't care.
But you have to go.
Yes, of course, but I...
And I don't think you really understand who I am.
You're the prison chaplain.
Yes. Therefore, I belong entirely to the court. Why should I want anything from you? The court doesn't want anything from you. It receives you when you come, and it dismisses you when you go.
The landlady said he'd be in.
Come in.
You first.
No, you.
All right. Joseph K.
Yes.
You look as if you're expecting us.
Not you. Someone else, as a matter of fact. But you're assigned to me, are you?
Yes, we're assigned to you.
I see. What shabby frock coats they're wearing. And collapsible top hats.
They've obviously decided to finish me off cheaply. Tomorrow's my 31st birthday.
Why did they send you, of all people?
We can't say.
We can't answer questions, I'm afraid. Will you come with us now, please?
Don't touch me. I can get up myself. I'm not an invalid. I said don't touch me.
Don't struggle, then.
Don't make it difficult for us.
Why am I resisting these half-dumb oxes? Like a fly ripping itself from flypaper. Its legs torn off.
Come along, then.
I'm coming. But where are we going?
What is this place?
A disused quarry. Stop here.
Take off your coat and shirt.
Let me help you.
Thank you. It's very cold.
Yes?
Take my waistcoat.
Right.
This is the best place. Lie down.
Here?
Put your head on the boulder. The big one.
Thank you.
Give me the butcher's knife.
Here.
Thanks. It's sharp.
Perfect. Pass it to me.
They want me to snatch the knife. Do their business myself, get it over with. But I can't rise to the occasion. A last failure on my part.
I'll dispose of him myself if you like.
What's that? Over there. A shaft of light in the distance. It's a window opening. Who's looking out? A friend? A good man? Could it be help? Are there arguments in my favor they've overlooked? Or is it a judge I've never seen?
Hold his throat, he's moving.
Got him tight.
Where is the High Court which I never reached?
In the heart now, yes.
Like a dog. I hope the shame of this outlives me.
The Trial by Franz Kafka was dramatized for radio by Hanif Qureshi. The part of Joseph K. was played by Mike Gwillim. Lainey, Miriam Margulies. The Advocate, Nigel Graham. Uncle, Stephen Thorne. Titorelli and the Whipper, Jim Reed. Willem, David Piet. Franz, Stuart Organ. The Priest, Hugh Dixon. Block, Michael Bilton. Inspector, Simon Hewitt. Neighbour, Eva Stewart. Frau Grubach, Maddie Head. Woman in Courtroom, Rosalind Adams. Examining Magistrate, Edward Cast. Secretary, Jean Trend. Girl, Wendy Murray. Representative of Inquiries Department, Ray Jones. Bank Clerk, Robin Brown. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play was directed by David Spencer.